Russia loses a Progress supply ship over Siberia. Qantas denies it's received a buyout offer. And NTSB reports on a problem with the R-44. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, August 25th, 2011. Russia, which recently suggested it might try to block permission for private cargo vessels to attempt automated docking with the International Space Station over safety issues, has its own troubles now. The Russian space agency, Roscosmos, has confirmed that one of its Progress unmanned capsules failed to separate from its third stage booster about 6 minutes after launch Wednesday morning. The craft and its cargo fell in southern Siberia. To be fair, this is the first reported loss of a Progress capsule in 130 missions dating back to 1972. The Russian news agency RIA Novosti reports the accident may cause Roscosmos to suspend all Soyuz launches, including manned missions, during the investigation. That would mean, for the time being, there's no means of transport to the International Space Station. The U.S. has a 4-year contract with the Russians worth more than $1 billion for crew transportation to the ISS. Officials at Qantas Airlines admit that their record-low share price, despite news that full-year profits just doubled to $250 million Australian, has made the airline a desirable takeover target. But CEO Alan Joyce tells Aerospace and Defense News, quote, "There's no formal or informal bid on the table and nobody has approached us. It's pure speculation," unquote. Such a takeover would be interesting. The Australian newspaper reported rumors this week about a possible $3.5 billion bid and resulting discussions at senior government levels. Treasurer Wayne Swan and Transport Minister Anthony Albanese were said to be opposing any private equity bid and considering their options for intervention if it came. And it wouldn't be the first time. Airline Partners Australia, a private equity group led by the Allco Finance Group, made a run at the airline in 2006. Not everybody thinks Qantas would make sense for a takeover. At the time of the 2006 bid, the airline's total debt was about $4.6 billion. It's now $6.9 billion. That's up 50% in 5 years. The NTSB has made a series of recommendations to the FAA concerning Robinson R-44 helicopters, following a disconcerting incident in Alaska in 2009. The Alaska State Troopers were operating the craft. The pilot and his two passengers escaped injury in a hard landing. The pilot described a phenomenon in which a vibration in the pedals became an oscillation in both yaw and pitch, at which point he made the precautionary landing. NTSB says a Robinson factory rep reported the so-called mast rocking is a known issue, is more likely to start in a left-banking turn of 30 degrees than in a right turn, and is more likely when loaded with a forward CG, even when it's within limits. The board says it was told the oscillation is not divergent and can be mitigated by adding power. In its final report, the board listed probable cause as, quote, "the main rotor transmission mount design, which resulted in an in-flight vibration oscillation and damage to the helicopter during the subsequent emergency descent and hard landing. Contributing to the accident was a lack of information from the manufacturer regarding this known flight oscillation and loading the helicopter beyond the forward center of gravity limit by the pilot," unquote. NTSB was not amused to learn there had been 3 previous reported cases of the problem. It has recommended the FAA require Robinson to remedy the susceptibility in all flight regimes to comply with Part 27, maintain a database of all reports, tell service centers to report it when it happens, and make appropriate changes to the POH and the Robinson training program. Kate Hanai of FlyersRights.org praised Tuesday's implementation of new Department of Transportation airline passenger protections. International flights are now subject to the DOT's 3-hour tarmac stranding law. Certain passenger compensations have increased, and airlines will have to refund you the fee they charged you for your checked bag if they lose it. But Flyers' Rights also expressed disappointment at DOT's plans to delay until January other key provisions of its rulemaking, including requirements to publish all fees and taxes as part of the fare, rapid passenger notification of flight status changes, and requiring airlines and ticket sellers to hold reservations for 24 hours before requiring purchase. Hanai commented, quote, "We look forward to new rules which will afford consumers much greater transparency and better information when they travel, allowing the marketplace to operate more cleanly and efficiently. We are hopeful the DOT will consider putting them into effect before the holiday travel season this year, unquote. Still ahead, Boeing's Dreamliner break-even point is 1,000 planes. United takes delivery of the 737 next-gen testbed. And Rise Above visits the Cleveland National Air Show. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, August 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Just how much has the delay in Dreamliner deliveries hurt Boeing commercial airplanes? Well, Bernstein Research in New York cites the company's 3 years of issues and delays in a report which projects the plane now won't turn a profit until 1,000 of them are sold. Analyst Douglas Harned and his team also say compensation to buyers for late deliveries will push profits further down the road. The St. Louis Business Journal quotes Harned saying that that will drag on Boeing's bottom line for years to come and could negatively affect margins on production of the plane maker's popular 737 and 777 lines. The report says profits on the Dreamliner could start in 2016, but only if Boeing executes well between now and then. Boeing says the next generation 737 that served as a flying testbed for a series of efficiency improvements has now been delivered to United Airlines. Boeing began performance improvement testing in November of 2010 with the goal of reducing fuel consumption by up to 2%. For customers, that would mean saving an average of $120,000 per airplane per year based on current fuel prices. The performance improvements include aerodynamically shaped anti-collision lights, streamlined slat and spoiler trailing edges, wheel well fairings recontoured to smooth the airflow near the main landing gear, and a redesigned environmental control system exhaust vent. CFM has also introduced the new CFM-56-7BE. That's an enhanced version of its already fuel-efficient engine, which is now standard on all production 737s. The delivery becomes United's fifth 737 with the Boeing Sky interior, featuring new lighting and curving architecture that create a sense of spaciousness and expanded pivot stowage bins. The interior makes use of improvements developed for the 787 Dreamliner. China Eastern Airlines Tuesday took delivery of its first next-gen 737-700, outfitted with both the high-altitude, high-temperature airport operations feature package and the new Boeing Sky interior. China Eastern will operate its aircraft at the high-altitude airports in western China. The plane will be assigned to China Eastern Airlines Sichuan Company Limited, based in Chengdu. A new engine thrust rating provides the 737-700 additional payload capability at high-altitude airports and in hot conditions. The package also includes an extended duration oxygen system and equipment to utilize the enhanced en route navigation requirements to and from high-altitude airports. And finally today, the Cleveland National Air Show will feature many amazing American aircraft, but a particular P-51C Mustang will stand out. It has a bright red tail, and it's a key part of an educational initiative to help people, particularly young people, understand and appreciate the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen. It will be joined by the new Rise Above traveling exhibit, the 53-foot movie theater on a trailer we saw at Oshkosh. A 14-minute original movie called Rise Above focuses on what the Tuskegee Airmen, pilots, and their support personnel had to overcome to be allowed to fly and fight for their country during World War II. The movie was created by Emmy-winning Cleveland filmmaker Adam White, owner of Hemlock Films. Part of the movie was shot in Cleveland using local actors and crew personnel. The Rise Above traveling exhibit and the red-tailed P-51 will be on display between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Cleveland National Air Show, September 3rd through the 5th at Burke Lakefront Airport in Cleveland, Ohio. The Mustang will also be flown, weather permitting. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.